This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, and let's not forget about the Customs and Border Patrol either, the security officers that are out there, and, oh, yeah, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those that are keeping us free and safe. However you're doing it, thanks so very much. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter, spelled G-E-T-T-R. We're also on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram. All the same way, Captains, with an S on the end of Captain, Captains America, all one word, put it together, and that's how you find us, Captains America. All right, and joining us right now, we have the man from the northern tundra, from the great area today where it's going to be hotter than a firecracker, and we'll probably have some afternoon thunderstorms by the looks of the weather. It's Ron Edwards. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
By the way, Flip says good morning.
Good morning, Flip.
And he wanted to make sure that I said Ron Edwards. So there you go. There you go. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Mr. Rahm, we had five states that had midterm primaries last night that tested Donald Trump's influence on the Republican Party. How'd he do?
I think overall he did pretty good, overall. For example, in Kansas, although in Kansas,
yeah,
it has nothing to do with Trump directly, the abortion right activists celebrated a major victory when voters overwhelmingly rejected a ballot initiative.
Yep.
That would have removed abortion from the constitution of that state. So they really are attached to that particular situation there. But Tuesday, one of the biggest midterm primary nights of the year, underscored the continued dominance of Donald Trump among Republicans and widespread support for his claims that the 2020 election had been rigged, and was also a warning for any would-be Republican challenger should he seek the White House again in 2024.
Well, they made sure that they talked about news, I believe it was Fox. They talked about somebody that got beaten. They said that he had been a believer in the conspiracy theory about the election or something like that, one of the guys who got beat. Because I'm looking at this, I'm going to read these names. In Arizona, for the Senate, Masters won on the Republican side, the victory there. For governor, it's very, very close right now. And little Ms. Lake, who is supported by President Trump, is ahead barely by the skin of her teeth by 1.1 percentage points. That's changed a couple times during the last hour. You've got up in your area, Michigan, Tudor Dixon. I don't know who she is, but she won very handily.
Yeah, I call her Tudor the Turtle because she had in the past been an anti-Trumper. And, of course, the pretty smiling face, you know, and Trump usually falls for that. I understand that he had a similar situation like that in Florida where he's supporting a nice-looking female who some question their real conservative mettle. But
Who is currently ranked number 3 out of 4.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Far back.
But here's the thing. She rocketed out of nowhere once he said she's the gal, and she rocketed up. Now, there was this Ryan Kelly, who I thought would be a better candidate, a better governor anyway, and he got trounced. I was very surprised about how badly he did. But, yeah, Miss Tudor Dixon really ran away with it in Michigan.
Well, one of the people running for Congress managed to get an incumbent out who voted for a Republican who voted for Donald Trump's impeachment. And I guess the guy's name was Meyer, and he's now gone, and somebody named Gibbs has taken his place.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We really worked for that situation to change. Because not only was he an anti-Trumper, he was one of those kind of Republicans that seemed to side with Democrats a lot, even though the legislature there is a Republican majority. He's that kind like Susan Collins, those irritating Republicans that always side with them.
And by the way, in Missouri, Eric did win, Eric Schmidt.
Yes, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he did well, and he was supported by Donald Trump as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the majority of the folks that he supported, they did win, the majority of them.
Yeah, he doubled his opponent in terms of votes, so that's not such a bad there. All right, I hear the music coming up in my ears, so hang on. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Rod Edwards, host of the Ron Edwards American Experience. And when we come back, we'll have an Edwards notebook for you, so don't go anywhere. More coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States is under greater threat today than the colonists were from King George. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. King George wanted to maintain British control over the colonies and imposed a 3% tax upon the colonists, along with other restrictions. But when one observes our dilemma today, the much greater enemies from within are seeking to literally destroy every good aspect of our republic. The enemies from within clearly understand that without a high moral standard, our blessings of liberty and the recognition of our inalienable rights would diminish to the point that we would be saddled with a mob-rule democracy that is guaranteed to implode under the chaotic onslaught of Marxist-Leninist dogmatic demoralization and increasing domination. The stealing of our wealth through unconstitutional maneuverings and legal edicts by the government is part of the overall diabolical plans to turn the United States into literally a third world nation of powerless, defeated Americans that no longer impede their globalist endeavors. My fellow sovereign Americans, it is time to send the Declaration of Independence to the rogue federal government. What say you? I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
And let's not forget Constitutional Grounds Coffee either. Because Constitutional Grounds is a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most other brands. By the way, Constitutional Grounds also has a delicious taste, unlike all the acid you get in some of the coffee that many are raving about. Now, because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you're going to want in your cup. Simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display at the RonEdwards.com website. That's the RonEdwards.com website. Make your purchase over there. And remember, Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
There was that voice. There was that voice. He must be wanting Constitutional Grounds coffee, right?
Absolutely. All the time.
Yeah, I know. Now, let me see here. You know, again, talking about the elections last night, the midterm elections, we're going to hear more about that in the days and weeks to go by, and we'll just wait our turn and see what happens there, because there's too many things that are up in the air right now as far as where we're going. But I want to get into now talking about Nancy Pelosi over in Taiwan. Now, she just met with the Taiwanese president, and she is citing, according to our people here in D.C., her own personal point of view, not the official point of view of the United States government about we stand behind you and we support you and this, that, and the other. She's saying all the things they want to hear, but she's saying as apparently not the Speaker of the House, but a private citizen, if you were to listen to the people in the White House.
Yeah, who knows what is the truth, though, considering the people in the White House saying whatever at this time. And now I heard this, that she was also over there because allegedly, I believe her husband has investments in the chip industry.
So millions of dollars. Yep, millions of dollars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she could be trying to shore that situation up, but who knows? She wants to make sure that the United States remains fully connected to Taiwan, which could benefit allegedly her family. So very interesting. Now, she's the first House Speaker to visit Taiwan since Newt Gingrich back in 1997.
Yep.
And the Taiwanese government has been very eager to host diplomatic trips of this level to serve as a notice to China.
Yep.
And China has issued stern warnings against such visits in previous weeks. But, Captain, just want to ask you, doesn't it seem pretty hypocritical that China is, going to Nutsville over the United States' support of Taiwan? When you think about the fact that China is all over our backyard, they're all over South America. It's like they're buying up the place down there. They're buying up real estate like crazy in the Great 48.
Yep.
And, talk about the hypocrisy of this. Mm-hmm. I almost say, how dare China say anything? Let's say you.
I say that we shouldn't be letting them buy all this property, especially next door to one of our bases in North Dakota where, oh, gosh, they have nuclear silos.
Yep. Yeah. And the same thing in Texas. I believe they're not too far from a base there.
They're on top of an air base there, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just wish at this time we had a real American president or pro-American strong president right now to straighten this madness out, because China, in my opinion, is very, very dangerous. They're very hypocritical, and we do not have the kind of leadership in the United States federal government right now to deal with these type of situations effectively.
Mm-hmm. Well, for years, the radical television hosts, including Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar, have lambasted our great governor, Ron DeSantis, as a fascist and a murderer. Now, that's the letter being in relation to the COVID policies that Joy Behar says, well, he killed all these people. Not true, but she'll never, well, she did have to change that, because more recently Behar accused Governor DeSantis of believing that there were good people amongst the Nazis before the show was forced to offer a series of corrections and apologies. And in short, The View, in my opinion, is a garbage dump that deserves absolutely nothing, and by the way, Governor DeSantis went on to say, deserves absolutely nothing from any Republican. That appears to be the position that DeSantis is now taking via a response from his deputy press secretary.
And I'm glad, because And it's kind of humorous when I read about that, because DeSantis is the kind of guy that, is going to fight right back, and he's going to just have something to say, and he's very intelligent about it. I mean, his mind is a steel trap, and for those idiots to try to get into mix it up with the DeSantis is like watching. I don't know. I just can't describe it on the air, but it's really crazy. And you're right. The View is a garbage dump, a dump of idiots, and who keep making fools out of themselves on national television. It's just crazy. It's a waste, in
my
opinion.
Now, the mayor of Yuma, Arizona, right on the border, California and Arizona, but right smack dab on the border, says that closing the four gaps in the border, the barrier right there, is just the first step, as there's 50 more gaps that need to be closed, too.
Absolutely. I mean that's the statement says it all. And you've got all these gaps that are being left. It's called an incomplete border barrier, and I'm glad that they are filling in these four gaps. Hopefully they go ahead and do it, and it's not like with Texas Governor Abbott saying, we're building this wall and this, that, and the other, and you go back and look months later, and it's still the same, and everyone's coming in record numbers. But hopefully at least those four will be shut down. And I guess Biden thinks that this is going to help him or something. Over 50 gaps, and it's crazy. And that's still just in the Yuma sector.
Yep. Now, there's been some analysis done on inflation, the Inflation Reduction Act, to be specific, which would, in fact, raise taxes on almost everyone in 2023. And how it would do that is because of the 15% increase in the corporate tax to the corporations that would be making products that the majority of the company would be buying. So we would, in fact, be paying higher prices, because that's the way it works. When corporations' costs go up, they market up accordingly. We would be paying whatever the additional hike would be. So technically that is taxes that we would be paying.
And that would affect everyone. And here's the other thing, too. When you raise taxes like the corporate taxes, you put the United States further at a greater disadvantage to her international competitors when it comes to manufacturing. It makes manufacturing in the United States more expensive, more regressive. And what happens, Captain? They build more manufacturing outside of the country.
Yep.
And so we lose more jobs.
All right. Hold that thought, and I will be talking to you. Let me see. Saturday morning.
Absolutely.
All right. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
You too. Take care. Bye now.
All right. Rod Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And we'll be coming back with Jackie Toledo, 4 to 15 congressional candidate. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Kansas voters on Tuesday decided not to amend the state constitution, keeping abortion legal. It was the first test post-Roe at the state level since the Supreme Court handed rules back to the states. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told the Taiwanese president in Taipei Wednesday, now more than ever, America's solidarity with Taiwan is crucial.
With the Taiwan Relations Act, America made a bedrock promise to always stand with Taiwan.
Chinese officials are warning airlines to avoid airspace near Taiwan, the alert describing six areas in the region as danger zones.
It's time for Dodger Baseball!
After 67 years of announcing Dodgers baseball games, Vin Scully died in Los Angeles Tuesday at 94. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. DW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan has got several locations and a new one coming in Brooksville. Going to tell you about it in a minute. But the reason Moss has been so successful is their approach to how they go about their business. Number one, you serve, you save. That's a program where active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors will get a great deal offered to them for their service to our country and our local areas. Now, also, you get Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, don't forget, you can't beat the selection at Moss either. At any one time, over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could think of. Trade-ins, oh boy. Your vehicle is worth more money right now than it was before. That's number one. Number two, that means you can trade in and get more money for your vehicle. Either sell it outright or trade it in and take advantage of the additional value. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Locations in Crystal River. The flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And the all-new Moss Nissan coming to Brooksville, Florida. Hopefully, the end of the month or the beginning of next month. So, check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch of money. All right. Here we go with Jackie Toledo. Jackie Toledo is running for Congress in Florida 15. And good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, listen, you are busy. You've been busy up and down the campaign highways and byways, if you will. And I understand that we have, what, 20 days to the election?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. 20 days.
And early voting starts next week.
Yes, Monday morning at 10 a.m.
You know, let me ask you a question. I've always been one of those people that I may vote early in person or whatever, but I prefer to go in person to vote rather than monkey around with the absentee ballots and all that. There's too much that can go wrong.
Yes, you're right. I mean, there's no way to track your ballot, but, you know, with mail these days, it's taken forever, and I just wouldn't trust the mail at all. I would go in person for sure.
How about 5 days to get a letter to Miami?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or get anything via mail. So
right. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't trust the mail system right now at all.
Now, I've got some questions here, and your opponents, some of them have accused you of being liberal and not fighting for immigration reform and voting for the largest tax increase in history. None of this is true, of course, but what would you do about illegal immigration?
So, sadly, you're right. My opponents are attacking, and that's what they do when they get desperate and they start, you know, doing this negative attacks via mail or TV. And that's what you call, you know, politics. And it should be unacceptable because they're all lies. Specifically, like you mentioned, legal immigration in the state of Florida, while I was serving, we banned sanctuary cities. But what we need to do at the federal level is, first of all, we need to secure our border. It's day one, we have to secure our border. What is happening at our border is unacceptable with human trafficking, with fentanyl and opioids and the illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly need to limit the number of people that come through our border and make sure in the future, if they're coming and we have a limited number, that they have secure employment. If they're refugees, we should limit them to women and children. And we should require anyone to get a civics exam because, you know, people coming through do not have the basic knowledge of how our system works. So we have to make sure they're educated on that.
We should teach them how to use our money, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, there's several things we need to teach them, but, again, limiting the number of people that come across.
Now, you've seen your power bill lately, right?
Oh, gosh, yes.
What can we do to reverse the high cost of energy? This is getting absolutely ridiculous.
You're right. Energy independence is critical, especially for the cost of and all goods, actually, because if you think about it,
mm-hmm.
every good has to be transported. So the cost of diesel and oil is key to reducing those costs. So what we need to do is go back to being energy independent. We need to use the resources that we have, and we can sell those resources and make sure that the money that we make goes back to investing it in potentially alternatives that we can use in the future. And that's something that we went away from. You know, opening up the Keystone Pipeline is critical, and we can invest in the other alternatives that I had mentioned, too.
Now, you have some unique experience that you bring into this race. What is it?
Well, I'm an engineer. I have my own business, and I don't my opponents have never owned their own business. So I feel that that is important because I signed the front of a check in addition to the back of a check. And I know the struggles that Americans face, and I can solve the problems. That's what engineers do. We don't need other lawyers, more lawyers in D.C. That's what's gotten us in this problem in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go find the root causes of problems and solve them, not talk about them or do nothing about them. This is something I want to do. I'm passionate about saving our country, and I will not stop fighting until we do so. And as a mother of five children, you know, I have a vested interest in our future, and And I know that if any mom would do that for their children. So that is what makes my background, whether it's my business background or my educational background, but my life experience makes me have a unique perspective in fighting for our country.
Well, speaking of that, you have a son who's in the military. I believe he's in the 10th Mountain Rangers stationed up at Fort Drum, New York. Is that correct?
Yes, Sam. He's amazing. I'm very proud of him, but also very terrified, you know, right now because of what can happen.
Well, we have a situation, as you well know, over in the Ukraine. We have another one in Kosovo, both of which are extremely volatile. It could explode at any moment into a major conflict instead of what it already is. And how would that affect your decision making when it comes to sending troops to combat?
You're right. I mean, having a child serve in the military certainly gives you a different perspective, and I wouldn't want to put him in harm's way. I don't think we should put any of our soldiers in harm's way, especially with something that is not our issue. I mean, I think there's limited aid we should send to our allies and to protect their sovereignty, but at the same time, we should keep our troops home. And so, you know, it's terrifying, though, under Biden, what can be done. You saw what he did in Afghanistan. I just don't think he can lead our country, and he hasn't led. So that's I definitely have that perspective.
Now, how would you improve our current education system? To be honest with you, I'm not impressed at all. I go into some of these stores and these fast food places, and they can't add, they can't subtract, they can't multiply, they can't divide. They're all using calculators, or they're using their phones to try to add things up. It's unbelievable.
Yes, you're right. It's because they're trying to indoctrinate kids, not educate them. And you saw that with instilling critical race theory in math books, in all of our textbooks. So we need to go back to the basics. We actually need to eliminate the Department of Education at the federal level and bring it back to the state level. And I think that would be have a better outcome. We've seen that before. The Department of Education was established, that we were, you know, leaders in education. But now we're falling behind, and we have to go back to the basics, teaching math and science, reading and writing, and not having critical race theory shoved down our throats. That's what's happening with our kids, and we banned it in the state of Florida. We need to take that same leadership in Congress, too.
Now, we're running out of time, so I'll make this real quick. We're a gun state. Do you believe in constitutional carry?
I do. I mean, I think the Constitution is clear. It says the right to bear arms. As an engineer, it's black and white to me. It's right to bear arms.
Okay. The website is JackieToledo.com. Go there. Check her out. Florida 15, congressional candidate. And I look forward to talking to you again in the not-too-distant future.
Thank you so much, Matt.
Thank you. You take care now. Okay. Jackie Toledo, everybody.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. This portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. You know, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. There are Hunter Douglas Steeler, too. And don't forget, Dominic's also offers installation on site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And for you folks listening around the country that want to get involved, all you got to do is get a hold of Dominic's by calling them at 941-922-2345 and see what they have to offer, and they can send anything that you need in the way of parts or blinds or shades or shutters right along to your front door. Don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, and here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback, Mr. Patrick Hyland. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Captain Bruce. Good morning, America. The Padres acquired Juan Soto from the Nationals. He didn't want to stay there playing for Washington anymore. The Padres.
Well, wait a minute. We got to start with this story first. Vin Scully, the legendary voice. Yep. Mm-hmm. 94 years old, passed away.
Yeah, 94, Captain. Absolutely.
Yep.
No, he was great for the Dodgers and a great announcer, and he was retired a few years ago. He really kept going at it, man, more than most people would.
67 years on the radio and television.
Yeah, pretty cool, Captain. Pretty cool. So, yeah, condolences to his family, but God bless him. What a great life, 94 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking about the Dodgers, a little bit south there, the San Diego Padres. They're trying to make that final push for the playoffs there in the National League. So maybe one starter can put them over the top. We shall see. Great ball player. I don't know what's going up there in Washington with the Nationals, but as you talk on your show, a lot of crazy things happen up in Washington, D.C. So
I don't think anybody sane lives up there.
Captain, we have the NFL. They suspended Ross for tampering with Sean Payton.
Yeah.
It goes to the Saints to retire in Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
So they get a little hit for that.
They changed the name of the Miami Dolphins. They're now called the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, wow. No, I'm surprised they don't have Tia complaining about the name Dolphins. You know, they should change it because they better be complaining about mascot names. I love it. If we don't have more points, it's great catcher to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
For our friends out west, Captain, especially out in Denver, Colorado, congratulations to the Avalanche. They beat the Tampa Bay Lightning. And the Broncos, they're trying to make a push this year.
Mm-hmm.
Their wide receiver, Mr. Patrick, he's out for the season with the torn ACL. That means Jerry Jeudy and Courtland Sutton out there will be trying to catch all the balls from Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be something very interesting. There was Greg Norman, you know, has been on TV in the last couple of days talking about things. And Tiger Woods rejected, you know, a $700 million offer to join the new golf tour. So
the Japanese, the Chinese shelter, wherever it is, Japanese?
Well, no, it's the OIV, the Saudi Arabia tour.
Oh, Saudi Arabia, okay. Why did I think it was Chinese? I guess because I'm looking at a story out of China.
Probably so, Captain. A lot of things going on over there that you have to keep up with for your show, so it's understandable.
Well, I got things coming across the news ticker right now you wouldn't believe, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I understand completely, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to find out what happens, in baseball coming up this month. This will be the break month for a lot of teams to see if come September they're going to be able to do some things. There's going to be trading deadline, and I'm glad to see some teams making some moves. It shows they still want to make some things happen. They care about the fan base. And I wish all sports teams would do that because it's about the fans, Captain. We always talk about that, you and I. NFL training camps in full gear. A lot of guys are getting their reps, and a lot of guys need to rest and just not go too crazy because the game of football will take its toll on your body.
So, all right, well, one final thing. What's the status of Brian Jensen?
Brian Jensen?
Isn't he the center for the Bucks?
Oh, Ryan.
Ryan. Okay, Ryan.
I guess they're not good, Captain. It looks like the ACL is going to keep him out for the whole year. We're probably going to have to get somebody, but we'll see. He's trying to see what he can do, but it's not looking good, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So that's going to hurt Mr. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, but we'll see what happens in that department and the rest of the NFL. And, if I can be of any help to you when it comes to insurance needs, please feel free to give me a call. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Our number again is 813-966-1052. Any insurance needs. Let me give you another set of eyes on your insurance documents to see if I can create something better for you. God bless you, Captain, and the audience. Thank you so much.
Amen, brother. We'll see you on Friday. All right, Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And let me go up here now. We've got our friend, Mr. Brandon Rimes. Are you back in town?
Yeah. Hey. No. Yep. I'm on the road and still. But yeah, appreciate you making some time for me.
Yeah. It's been a very hectic and busy day. A lot of things going on. We had five states that had their primaries last night, and it wasn't all about Donald Trump. He won a few and he lost a couple. In terms of
winners. Yeah, that'll be. Yeah, I bet he won the one that was for Eric, though, I hear, right?
Yeah, Eric, yeah. He was safe for that one.
He was safe on that one. Yeah, exactly. So it'll be interesting to see. Hopefully we get a lot more MAGA candidates in there. I really like that Blake Masters guy out in Arizona, too.
Yeah, and the gal up there running for governor in Michigan, I think she's going to give Whitmer, she's going to give her all she can handle, I believe, in the race. Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
Arizona.
Listen, yeah. I've been, and I don't want to do the doom or gloom thing, but, you know, fact of the matter is the economy is kind of tippy-toeing around. There's a lot of things going on. All of a sudden, the houses that were for sale, like in my area, that were going like a house of fire, and people were just driving in as fast as they could to buy them, all of a sudden there's some houses sitting.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the absorption rate's dropping. The days on market is rising. Of course, the buyer pool's shrinking because of the higher interest rates.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're seeing that, you know, across the country. Absolutely.
Okay, let me break in for a second, folks. We're watching Nancy Pelosi's aircraft taxi down the runway. It's about to take off from Taiwan. I don't know where she's going next, but she's about to leave Taiwan, and hopefully the Chinese will leave her alone.
Yes. Amen, absolutely.
Yep.
We don't need another conflict.
No, not at all. We don't need to have her as a martyr either.
Exactly.
All right, well, tell us about your what you do real quick, and then give us your information.
All righty, thanks, Captain. Yeah, I'm Brandon Rhymes, host of the Consumer Quarterback Show, and also owner of the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. So we can help you nationwide with your real estate decisions, what you're looking to do, and put you in touch with a great agent nationwide through our Keller Williams worldwide network. And I'm at 813-917-1894, consumerqb.com, 813-917-1894, online at consumerqb.com. And thank you so much, Captain. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, too, Brandon. We'll be talking to you real soon. Maybe I'll see you this week.
Yes, sir. Thanks, buddy.
All right. You take care. And that's Brandon Rhymes, the consumer quarterback. Now, in looking at this, I'm watching video of the television coming from Taiwan, from Taipei, the airport there, and her plane is taxiing out to the end of the runway. And then where they're going from there, I don't know. I'm not hearing anything yet. But they have this zone around Taiwan right now, the Chinese. And no matter how she flies out of there, she's going to be flying through one of these no-fly zones with the Chinese saying what they did about shutting down the airspace. So we'll see what happens next. But she is definitely in the mix. Got to give her credit for going to Taiwan. Once we were challenged like that, she had to do that. So there you go. I get that. Even though I don't really care for her, I'll give her a thumbs up on her little mini mission over there to China. All right. I hope everybody has a great day today. I'll be out and about. Tomorrow, of course, we'll be down in Bradenton. I'll be telling you more about that. But you have yourself a great day. And remember, this show is all about we the people. We the people. Run the show, not the other way around. God bless America, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.